Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is On Point. I'm NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. We're following other news this week. For instance, the Trump administration on Monday significantly weakened the enforcement of the Endangered Species Act, making it easier to remove species from those protections gained by being on that list. And nearly three dozen young people across the country were hospitalized for difficulty breathing after vaping. Doctors are still unsure about the underlying cause, but there is growing concern about the effects of vaping on young lungs. You can join our conversation. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also follow us on Twitter and find us on Facebook and On Point Radio. I'm speaking with Ginger Gibson. She's political correspondent for Reuters. Tolaru Olorunipa, he's White House reporter for The Washington Post, and our own news analyst here at On Point, Jack Beatty. Joining me now from Boston, Massachusetts, the Democratic U.S. Senator for Colorado and presidential candidate Michael Bennett. Senator Bennett, welcome back to On Point.
Thank you, David. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you, sir. So you've written a book previously, as many presidential candidates do, sort of laying out their philosophy, where they come from. You've also come up with a new book that you've published about Mitch McConnell. What are you doing there?
Well, it was a book. It's really a book about the Russian hacking of our election, because I thought that nobody in America really understood what the Russian propaganda looks like. And there's a reason for that, by the way. It's propaganda, and they didn't want to be discovered. So for a year, it was in the bloodstream of our political system, and nobody here knew, including our intelligence agencies, much less Facebook, knew that it was here. And as I've traveled the country, I've realized that people still don't know what it looks like. I had a guy in New Hampshire the other day say to me in a nursing home, just make sure Obama's not taking money from veterans and giving it to refugees. That comes straight out of the propaganda. So I've tried to put the book out there so people can see what it looks like, and they can go to RussiaHackedOurDemocracy.com, and anybody can look at it and or download it if they want. And if they want to, they can send a copy to Mitch McConnell and demand that the majority leader of the United States put the election protection legislation on the floor. He's blocked it eight times, and I think it's an outrage.
Mitch McConnell, obviously, a Republican senator from Kentucky, is the Senate majority leader. Speaking of the Senate, your fellow Coloradan, former Governor John Hickenlooper, announced he would step back from the presidential fray, and it sounds like he's going to enter the Senate. You had a conversation with him earlier this week. What did you it sounds as though he's going to end at the Senate race. What did you advise him, or what was the conversation about?
Yeah, I didn't really give him so much advice as just describe what it was like to be in the Senate and what the challenges are. Our exercise in self-government is under extraordinary strain. It was before Trump arrived. It's worse since he did arrive. And I think it's up to all of us, every single one of us, no matter what role we have to play, to try to salvage this democracy and restore it. And we talked a lot about that.
Mm-hmm. You've staked out a position. You've told people in recent weeks, possibly longer, that you say, listen, in some ways, you're going to be able to live your lives if I'm elected president, right? Things are not going to be, there's not going to be so much hyperventilating. I'm going to actually run the government. We're going to have a lot of good things going on. You've also presented yourself as a voice, it seems to me, for moderation, a certain kinds of center-left centrism in the Democratic Party. What do you see as the appeal as you go out and talk to voters, the hunger for that, as opposed to perhaps a more populist expression that you see from those who are supporting the likes of Senators Sanders and Warren?
Yeah. Well, I'd say, David, in the first point, that people are desperate to have a competent president again, and they would like to go on with their lives. This is not a reality TV show. Donald Trump thinks it is. It isn't. And for people like the kids I used to work for in the Denver Public Schools when I was their superintendent, and for their parents, Donald Trump has literally done nothing since the day he crossed the threshold of the White House, and I don't anticipate he'll do anything useful for them in the next 2 years. And I think that's how most people feel about it, at least folks that think that we all have a responsibility and a job to do. And they also have jobs to do. That's the other thing. People have to live their lives. They've got to figure out how to pay for school. They've got to figure out how to build their small business. And every day to wake up with a guy in the White House who at least plays the part of a lunatic isn't helping America. I mean, today we woke up to the news that he's been talking about trying to buy Greenland. So I'd rather have somebody focused on, for example, giving universal health care to people in this country. And that's where my policy proposals come in, because I think the public option that I've proposed that would finish the job we started with the Affordable Care Act feels to me like a way to get to universal health care much more quickly than, for example, Bernie's plan, which I respect his ideological commitment to the plan, but I don't think it's where most people in America are. I don't think banning private insurance and putting a $23 trillion tax on the American people is going to be something that people are going to want to sustain as the price for getting universal health care coverage, which we desperately need.
Senator Bennett, before we relinquish you to go back out in the hustings, a question from one of our listeners, which I think is reflected from a bunch of folks. Matt Massey Phelps writes on Twitter, I currently support Senator Bennett for president. His polling has remained relatively low, and his social media following is small versus other candidates. How is his campaign going to get his name out there? And I want to add, it's my understanding that so far you've not yet qualified for the next major Democratic primary televised debates.
That's true, and I appreciate very much Matt's support. If people want to help, they can go to michaelbennett.com and register their support. I am putting, you know, one foot in front of the other. I'm the only candidate in this race who's won two national races in a purple state. I think that in the middle of the country, I think that's really important for the next Democratic nominee to be somebody who can win. And it goes back to the conversation we were just having about policies, because it's about winning in unusual places in order to both beat Donald Trump and restore a Democratic majority to the Senate. That's going to require us to win in places like Colorado and Iowa and Maine and Arizona. And I think I can do that. And I'm not as well known as some of the other candidates. And I wasn't well known before I started running. But I do feel like I'm getting a good reception in New Hampshire and in Iowa and South Carolina. And I'm just going to keep doing it. There's a whole campaign that's going on out there that isn't associated with the debates that we're having once a month to give everybody on the stage 5 minutes to try to express the American people stuff that I think is much more important and much more complex than that that forum can provide. And I'm just going to keep going and try to outwork everybody. And I think in the end, the fact that I'm well aligned with where the base of the Democratic Party is and then can also reach out to independents, I think will be a strength.
That's Democratic U.S. Senator for Colorado and Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bennett. Senator Bennett, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, David. It was great to be with you. Bye.